All the things you can think, all the things you can think when you're reading news. All the things you can do when you're not sad and blue. You can reach to the sky. Think of runaway dreams, science questions and schemes. You can almost fly. All the things you can think when you're reading news. News, 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 news. Hello, you are listening to MuseCast, the unofficial podcast of Muse Magazine, created by
Taiwan Hippo Fan
and Purple Panda. Kiki the Great, another Muse blogger, has been organizing co-conventions around the country. Here is her story.
And I met up with, where I live, I met up with Pentatonic and Queenie J at the Cafe Express in Evanston, and it was awesome. And I met them, and it was really cool, and we talked, and I saw them, and they saw me. But there is something you might not know, that yesterday I video chatted with Purple Panda and Taiwan Hippo Fan, and their sisters, so I could video chat with both of them, and it was awesome. And if you're wondering how I accomplished this, well, my first co-convention ever was with, the first news blogger that I ever fully made contact with was Pentatonic on the phone. And I got her phone number from Gaia Online. And I'm not going to tell you my username, because that would be bad. And I got her phone number, and I called her, and it was really fun. And then from that one phone call, we established a co-convention, and I went on the Muse blog, and I talked about it. I'm saying, we are meeting here, type, and Queenie came, and it was awesome. And with Shadowcat, I knew she lived in Michigan, and I was going there, and I said on the Muse blog, well, Shadowcat, can you come? And so the Gap, both her parents and my parents emailed the Gappas, and they established a parental unit connection, and they called, and we met.
In honor of Muse's 10th anniversary, we will verbally perform the first Cocopelli and Company. I, Purple Panda, will play the part of Cocopelli.
And I, Taiwan Hippo Fan, will play the part of Feather.
Feather, my main muse! Why don't I cook us up some dinner?
Thanks, Cocopelli, but you remember I'm a vegetarian. Isn't he nice?
No prob! I'll be back in a flash with a vegetarian feast!
Oh, what's that? It looks like meat.
It's imitation! Totally fake! Made of tofu, zucchini, and shredded carrots. I got the recipe from AEIOU.
Tofu? Zucchini? Shredded carrots?
Yuck! Disgusting!
Yuck! I thought you were a vegetarian.
Sure, I'm a vegetarian, but that doesn't mean I like vegetables.
Oh, well, I lied anyway. They're really pork chops.
Wait, don't go. Do you have any donuts?
We're done! That was an excellent performance, especially the...
Yuck! Disgusting!
Which was spoken by our other guest speaker.
Thank you.
Our lovely and talented father.
We would like to take this time to wish a happy birthday to all January Muse bloggers. Happy birthday Jadestone, Frigid Symphony, Kari, Rebecca Laisley, Sir Penguin, Anonymous Coward, Corora, The Insane Blue Sage, and The Skipper Nancy.
And we're sorry if we mispronounce any of your names.
Here is a song written and sung by Kiki the Great.
Best kind of mix of math and science. The muses are humorous, and that is very good. And the editors are really, really cool. And that's all I have, but I'll have more later because I'm working on it.
This podcast is brought to you by the Cocopelli Presidential Campaign. Thank you. for president. Cocopelli. Cocopelli for president. Vote Cocopelli for president. Guaranteed two pies in every face. Cocopelli for president. Vote Cocopelli for president.
Thank you for listening to MuseCast.